As Malawi Rural Support Network, we have consulted our lawyers and they are now working on the papers. Very soon they'll be filing those papers in court so that we start the litigation with regard to government's unwillingness to hold local government elections next year.
Why do you think the government is unwilling to organize local elections when the Electoral Commission is still in consultation with the government to ensure elections are organized?
As a country, we have been cheated for a long time, for the past 10 years, and it has been very clear that this government is not interested in having local councillors in place. So at the moment, looking at the way they have been delaying the whole issue, we see that it is the same old story that we are going back not having local government elections next year.
Minister Godor Gondwe said that it will take place later on next year. Why are you still displeased with the government's take on things? Because it all boils down to funding.
Looking at the experience of the past 10 years, there's no way as Electoral Support Network we are going to trust government on whatever they say on local government elections. Because previously they have given various reasons as to why they were not holding local government elections. So even by telling us that come May 2010 they will not be ready, it is a clear sign that they are not invested, because our constitution is very clear as to when we are going to hold local elections. So they should have started preparing the time we told them that we need to start preparing for local government elections.
But it all boils down to funding. If the government doesn't have the funding, the Electoral Commission might not be able to organize the election. Isn't it the case?
It is not the case, because in the current national budget, there's an allocation of 2.25 billion Malawi kwacha that was allocated for local government elections. And we are surprised because all the other activities that are in that budget are working, they are getting their funding, and we are surprised that it is only the Electoral Commission that is not getting funding. So that's already, this is a lot of suspicion and a lot of uncertainty on our part that this government is going to do the same. Because in 1997, 1998, in 2007 and 2008, they did the same. They had allocated money in the budget, but the elections never took place.
The Electoral Commission said you have been holding meetings with them and you know their situation. So going to take legal action might not be appropriate.
We know the situation of the Electoral Commission, that it is the problem of government, not the problem of the Electoral Commission. They are right that we have held meetings with them, and it has become very clear that it is government that is not willing to fund the Electoral Commission, and not that the Electoral Commission is unwilling. So what we want as the Electoral Support Network is that the court should tell us whether that law in our constitution on local government election should remain or should be taken off. Because what we are fighting for is not something that is not provided for. It is something that is very clear in our constitution.